Sometimes I think I think too much. Sometimes too much is not enough. Feels like I'm losing all my self-control. Cause sometimes I think I think too much.
Hey, we're back on Downtown Friday afternoon. Rich Kimball here. And on the telephone line, members of a terrific group based in New Orleans called Lip Candy. We are joined by Thomas Goetz, and he'll introduce the other members of the band. Thomas, thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much for having us. So to my right, I got my amazing drummer, Alex. You want to say hey?
Hey, guys. My name is Alex Boyer. And yeah.
And to my left, I got Philip Dion. You want to say hey?
What's up, guys? I'm Philip.
And we are Lip Candy.
It's great to have you guys with us. I love your sound. And can you go back and tell us how the band got together, how Lip Candy was formed?
So we all met in college in around 2018. We all went to school in New Orleans. And we met we all went to the same concerts and shows that were happening in our area. And it kind of just happened naturally. We became friends and just started writing and playing, and things just took off from there.
I know I've read that your inspirations include all kinds of successful bands, but certainly folks like Blink-182, Highly Suspect, and Weezer would be part of that group.
Yes, most definitely. Those are some bands that we, you know, grew up listening to. You know, I learned guitar, you know, playing songs, you know, from Green Day and Blink and, you know, all those amazing bands, and Highly Suspect down the road was a huge inspiration on us. So
I still rock out to them on my drive to work every morning still, you know.
It's such a great music scene there, too. How does that contribute to your sound? Because there are so many influences there in New Orleans.
Yeah, honestly, when we moved to New Orleans for college, we didn't expect the scene to be so strong, but there were so many rock bands in the area that, you know, the second we formed as a band, they were having us open for them. And, you know, we met so many awesome people and awesome bands that we ended up playing music with. So that was honestly a pleasant surprise in New Orleans. So, yeah, we owe a lot to that New Orleans music scene for sure.
Now, you're a Texan, right, Thomas?
Yes, sir, I am. Originally from Fort Worth, Texas.
And how about Alex and Philip? Where are you guys from originally?
This is Alex here. I'm from the middle of nowhere, Louisiana. I'm from New Iberia. Then moved to New Orleans for college. And then I am from Tucson, Arizona.
My producer, Kerry, was nodding at New Iberia being in the middle of nowhere because he actually owns a house in New Orleans and is a part-time resident of the city.
Oh, right on. That's a great place to be a part-time resident. Show up whenever and just party. It's an amazing city.
And so, Kerry, if they need a place to crash at some point.
Yeah, there's the apartment's always available.
And what neighborhood are you in?
There you go. You got to be careful because we will pick you up on
this. Let's talk about your social media following, which is enormous. You guys, what, like 100,000 followers on TikTok?
Yes, that has been a journey, to say the least, since the pandemic started. I mean, we had all these shows planned and they all got canceled, so really the only thing you could do to get seen was TikTok and other social media platforms. And so we kind of just relentlessly went at it. You know, at one point we were doing maybe 10 videos a day just trying to get seen, and then finally we had a few videos really shoot off. You know, we kind of garnered a following doing that. Some of them are kind of funny, you know, impressions. Some of them are us playing our songs, and some of them are just like other skits. And so we kind of just do whatever, but it's worked out, and we really have, you know, garnered a following on that app. Thank God.
We're talking with the guys from Lip Candy here on Downtown. Well, you know, the music business has changed so much that these days, that has sort of replaced the old standard of, some record company guy happened to hear us in the club and maybe we'll get a shot. And I feel like today it puts the artist more in control of the image that you create.
Oh, it definitely does, for sure. I mean, we have really been in control of our brand and, you know, how we sound and what we wear and how we act. I mean, you know, back in the day, you know, it was the labels kind of telling you what to do in that sense. But I mean, because, you know, we all have phones and we can post whatever and we can make our own content, it really is up to us. And it's kind of a freeing thing for artists these days.
Yeah. And even as of like the past 2 years, you know, post pandemic, pre-pandemic, however you want to call it, you know, the whole industry as well, I'd like to consider has taken, you know, somewhat of a 180. You know, we were so accustomed to main promotion behind our songs being live entertainment, and it's what we, you know, prided ourselves on, still do, but with that gear change to social media, it helped us out, but it definitely, it took some work too.
Now, you guys do have some live shows coming up soon in California, right?
Yes, so we actually just relocated out here, honestly, about a month ago. So, yeah, we're trying to get our foot in the door out here. So we have a show this coming Thursday at this amazing venue called Resident in downtown L.A., and it's being put on by this awesome concert company called Breaking Sound, and we're really excited. So that's going to be a big deal for us to finally get a stage out here.
I've had a chance to watch a number of your videos, the music videos, and they're terrific. We played a little bit of All for Nothing, a really well-done video. Who's responsible for putting those together?
So that was actually shot by a good friend of ours out in New Orleans. He goes by the name of Tooth and Nail Productions. His name's Jorge. And yeah, he is the go-to guy in New Orleans if you you know, need a video done. We threw a house party right before we moved, and that video was basically just a tribute to our years in New Orleans and a tribute to everybody who we met along the way. And yeah, it was just kind of a last hurrah for us, and it was a blast.
And you've got a new single out, which is terrific, and we'll play that a little bit later on in the show. Tell us about the new one, If You Stay Home.
Yeah, so that one is basically just, you know, about the pandemic finally somewhat coming to a close, and it's honestly just supposed to be a symbol of hope, because, you know, Lord knows that there were so many nights during the pandemic where we were unsure about where things were headed, and we didn't even know if we were going to see a stage for another handful of years. And so it's basically you know, just expressing that, you know, one day things will be okay, and one day we won't have to stay home all the time. And yeah, it's just a summer anthem. It's about getting out of the house finally, and we really think a lot of people will be able to relate to that.
Well, it's a great song, and does anything take the place of playing for a live audience?
Honestly, I don't think there is
not a single thing that, you know, the past few years has been like, I've kind of just been going down the list of things that I do like and have, like, you know, made me happy. It's just not cutting it. I think it's the shows. We gotta, there's nothing
yeah.
like it.
That takes the cake on, you know, what drives us as a band. It's playing live.
We did in the beginning of the pandemic do a sort of live stream concert series where we did a few sets in the studio live, but it just wasn't the same. There was no audience. It was just us kind of playing. We tried to keep that energy up, and it was there because that's what we pride ourselves on, but it just doesn't, there's wasn't the give and take of having an audience there.
Yeah. There's an emotional connection with the audience for sure.
And we've asked songwriters this before, when you're writing, when you're thinking of new material, do you think about it in terms of, wow, this will be great to record, or this will be fantastic to do in front of a live audience?
Honestly, it's kind of both. You know, sometimes we will just be kind of messing around, and maybe I'll come up with a guitar riff, or, you know, recently in the studio, one of our songs that we just wrote started with a drum beat that Alex had. And so, yeah, we do like to kind of mentally picture ourselves playing it live whenever we're writing a new song. Because I feel like that's a good filter to have, is whenever you're writing something, it's good to ask yourself, like, you know, how would this go over in a live setting? You know, would the audience really be into this? Would they relate to it? You know, could you really connect to it on a stage? So I think that definitely is something that we think about whenever we write.
If anybody is not following you, well, for God's sakes, get on board. You're on all the socials, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter. What else? Where else can people find you?
We're on Twitch now.
Excellent.
And, you know, we've been streaming a lot on that. What is it, Philip? Twitch.com?
www.twitch.tv/liftcandy.
Well, you guys have got a great sound. We wish you well out on the other coast, and really appreciate you making some time for us this afternoon. Look forward to hearing more great music and more successes from Lip Candy.
Well, thanks so much. It's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure.
Appreciate it, guys. That is Thomas, Philip, and Alex Lip Candy. Check them out on social media and listen to some great music. They are a terrifically talented group.